This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية صدق الله العظيم وصدق نبيه الكريم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, we live in a multicultural society. We live with people from different backgrounds. We live with people who belong to different faith groups. Our neighborhood is made up of Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Christians, and other faith groups also. So it is in a setup like this, we need to ask ourselves, what is our role and what is our responsibility? Number one, we need to preserve our own identity as Muslims. We need to cherish our own culture. We have a unique way of doing things. We walk, we talk, we dress, we do business, we do our functions and everything else in a different way. And then there are the other communities and other members of the society that do the exact same thing. They also eat, they also dress, they also walk, they also talk, they also do business, but they do it according to their teachings, according to their norms, according to their standards. So in a setup like this, where we're living in a multicultural society, it is imperative that we as Muslims preserve our own identity, our own culture, and our own norms. That's the first responsibility. The second duty on every person sitting here, including myself, is to exhibit the beauty of Islam to the world, and especially in the environment that we are in. Keep in mind what I said, and this context is important. We live in with Muslims and non-Muslims. We are interacting with people from different faith groups, and people are getting to see how we carry ourselves, and based on that they make judgments about Islam. So number one is preservation. Number two is exhibition. We need to exhibit Islam. We need to show the beauty of Islam in the way we do things. So yes, we integrate with the broader society, but we don't assimilate in terms of our practices. And unfortunately, we are exposed to the cultures of other communities. We can relate to holidays and days like Goodwill Day and Good Friday and Guy Fawkes Day and Christmas Day and many other practices during the course of the year that take place. For example, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day. This is exposure to the culture of other people. But how much have we exposed the other people to our culture? That's the question. How much of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have we shown to the world? How much of the teachings of Islam have we told the people that are working with us? How much have we shown this to the world? Brothers, Islam is not only confined to the four walls of this masjid. The non-Muslim will not judge you based on your ibadah. That this man, he performs so much of salah, he gives out so much of zakah, he goes for so many umrahs, he performs so many hajj. People, the non-Muslim world don't have insight to our ibadah and our worship. But what they do have insight to is our character. The way we treat them, the way we interact with them, the way we deal with them. They have direct insight to that. And people are not judging us based on our ibadah. People are judging us based on the way we carry ourselves in the outside world. And it is sad to note that sometimes we as Muslims do down our own religion and our own practices. May Allah preserve us. May Allah protect us from doing such. We should become da'i ila Allah. We should become callers towards Islam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his practices. And for this we have a role and responsibility to fulfill. Every person that is connected to us in some way or the other should get the message of Islam. Every person that's working with us or working under us should know about the message of Islam. What it stands for. What are its practices? And people are curious about Islam. They don't know what are the true teachings of Islam. And it is our responsibility to show them the beauty of Islam. I was at the airport, OR Tambo International, just after the Paris attacks. And there was a sharp focus on the Muslims. They were once again brought under the limelight and people were scrutinizing Islam and its practices. I was at the airport and I was at one of the restaurants and I found a phone. A gentleman left his phone behind and he went ahead. So I thought to myself, this is an excellent opportunity to present Islam to the non-Muslim. I scrolled down through his contacts and I came across some of his family members. I managed to trace this person's brother-in-law. I phoned him, I gave him a ring and I said to him that, listen, I'm at the airport and I think this phone belongs to somebody who is connected to you. He said, you know what, this number belongs to my brother-in-law. Let me see if I can get my sister. He phones the sister and the sister says to him that, tell this man to wait just outside the security counter, I'm coming back. He already did his security. His security check. He comes back and I told my wife, I want you to stand next to me because you are cleared up in hijab and parda. And the man comes, he's rushing because he has to go back to catch his flight. And it was an expensive phone, it wasn't a cheap phone, you know. I took the phone and I gave it to this man. He looks at me and he's stunned. A Muslim. And he looks at my wife. At that time, I told my wife, today we were able to present the case of Islam to the world. This man is hearing about Islam in the media in a negative light. Muslims are portrayed as terrorists, fundamentalists, extremists, jihadists, etc., etc. This is his mindset and his perception about Muslims. But today he's seen a different angle. And I said, this man will not think according to what the media is feeding him. And he will say, but just a few moments ago, I saw a man dressed in the Islamic garb and I saw his woman also. And this is the teachings of Islam. This will leave an indelible impression in that person's life. Wherever he will come across a Muslim, he will see them differently. So each one of us has a responsibility to show the world the beauty of Islam. I was at the spa here and I was in the queue waiting in the ATM queue to withdraw money. And there was an elderly man. He's struggling to, you know, take out money from the ATM. So he looks around and then he sees me. He says, son, come here. He gives me his bank pin, his card pin, and he tells me, please help me take out the money. I'm asking you, what made the man do that? He knows me from nowhere. It's the way we portray ourselves. People still have confidence in us. People still look up with high expectations as Muslims. And we need to fulfill those expectations. We need to show them that we are Muslims. They came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, O Nabi of Allah, this lady performs a lot of salah. She gives out a lot of charity and she fasts very regularly. But she is very ill-mannered to her neighbors. She gives them grief. The Prophet of Allah said she's going to Jahannam. A woman that was steadfast on ibadah is going to Jahannam on what basis? On her treatment towards neighbors. We've got Hindu neighbors, we've got Christian neighbors, we've got Jews and other people living with us. How do we carry ourselves with them? We need to show them the beauty of Islam, brothers. It is our responsibility. And I end off with the incident of Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I take my cue from here. And we take a very profound lesson from this incident. When life became unbearable in Mecca, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Muslims, migrate to Abyssinia. Now just understand the setup and the context. Muslims coming from a foreign land into another land. Total new setup. People in Abyssinia are following the Christian faith. They are very strongly rooted in the Christianity faith. It is the predominant religion of the time. And now you as a Muslim coming from Mecca with a foreign religion into another country. And so the Muslims are taking and exporting their culture for the first time outside of Arabia. They come into the African continent. The king is curious. He wants to know about Islam. And Ja'far bin Abi Talib comes to the court of the king and he presents Islam to the non-Muslim world. Subhanallah, this is where we take our cue as Muslims, how to present Islam to the world. Ya Allah. So he tells Najashi, Ayyuhal Malik, kunna qawman ahla jahiliyyah, na'budul asnam, wa na'kulul maytata, wa na'til fawahisha, wa naqtawul arham, wa nusi'ul jiwar, ya'kulul qawiyu minna al-da'if. O king, we were in dark ages. He's creating a context for Najashi, for the king. He's telling the king that we were in dark ages. We used to worship idols. We used to make them ourselves and then we used to worship them. And we used to do obscene acts. We used to usurp the rights of one another. The strong one amongst us would oppress the weak one amongst us. Is this not the very same context that we are living in today, brothers? Is it not modern day jahiliyyah that we are living in? Do we not see people usurping the rights of one another? Do we not see people oppressing one another? What's happening in the world? Yemen, Iraq, Palestine, Syria, and so many other places of the world. Do we not see oppression taking place? O king, we were living in dark ages. فَكُنَّا عَلَى ذَلِكَ حَتَّى بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا مِنَّا. We were in these dark ages and then Allah took us out from the darkness. He sent us Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَعْرِفُ نَسَبَهُ وَصِدْقَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ وَعَفَافَهُ. O king, he sent us such a noble man with such sublime conduct. We knew him to be truthful and honest. فَاتَّبَعْنَاهُ عَلَى مَا جَاءَ بِهِ وَصَدَّقْنَاهُ. We brought iman in this person. And look at how he is presenting Islam. Listen to this. فَدَعَانَا إِلَى اللَّهِ لِنُوَحِّدَهُ وَنَعْبُدَهُ وَنَخْلَعَ مَا كُنَّا نَحْنُ نَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ وَالْأَوْثَانِ. O king, the first thing he told us to worship one Allah only. وَدَعَانَا إِلَى صِدْقِ الْحَدِيثِ وأداء الأمانة وحسن الجوار وصلة الرحم. O king, he told us to speak the truth. Ya Allah, this is the beauty of Islam. Ja'far bin Abi Talib is presenting to the non-Muslim world. O king, he told us to speak the truth at every occasion. إلى صدق الحديث وأداء الأمانة. O king, he told us, if somebody keeps anything as an amana by us, we should look after it and give it back to the person. وَحُسْنِ الْجِوَارِ. O king, he told us to be kind to our neighbors. Ya Allah. This is the very same hostile environment in which the Sahaba grew up, where they fought each other for years on end on trivial matters. Today, the very same people are saying, we should be kind to our neighbors. Ya Allah. وَصِلَةِ الرَّحِمِ. O king, our Prophet told us to join ties with people who break ties. وَحُسْنِ الْجِوَارِ. And O king, وَأَمَرَنَا أَن نَكُفَّ عَنْ قَذْفِ الْمَحَارِمِ. And O king, the Prophet of Allah taught us how to respect women. Ya Allah. Pick up any chapter of Islam and you'll see the beauty of Islam in it. Ya Allah. Whether it's business and commerce, whether it's the marital life of a person, whether it's the social life of a person, whether it's death and burial, pick up any chapter of life in a believer and you'll see the beauty of Islam. Ya Allah. We need to show the world that we are different. Your employee that's working for you need to learn from you that you are a Muslim and you are different. How is it that people work fast for so long and yet the thought of Islam does not cross their mind? We have a duty to fulfill, brothers. At our businesses, whilst we are in traffic, in our practices, wherever we may be, we are Muslims before we are doctors. We are Muslims before we are lawyers. We are Muslims before we are businessmen. We are Muslims before we are engineers. We are Muslims before we are astronauts and pilots or whatever we may be in the world. We are Muslims first, and we need to show the beauty of Islam to the world. Ya Allah. It is every person's responsibility here, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ, to showcase the beauty of Islam. Just as Ja'far bin Abi Talib left the king in tears, and he said to Amr bin As, who was not a Muslim, how can I hand over such beautiful people to you? How can I hand them over? Look at their teachings. Ya Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to live like Muslims. And may we understand our role and responsibility in the modern context. And may we use and exploit the opportunities that are given to us on a daily basis to show Islam. Somebody drops something, pick it up and give it to him. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A Muslim is that person from whom people are safe from his tongue and his hands. La deena liman la amanata lah. There is no deen for that person who's got no trustworthy and honesty in him. These are the beauties of Islam. What drew people to Islam? Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. A sahabi comes and he hears this ayat for the first time in his life and he accepts Islam. He heard, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah commands that you be just to people. والإحسان, to be kind to one another. When he heard this, he said, is this the teachings of Islam? He said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. May Allah give us the tawfiq to propagate the message of Islam and to show the beauty of Islam wherever we go, inshaAllah.